It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have some broken clouds, 64 degrees, KSL's top story. A young woman in Orem says she's being thrown out of her apartment because of a mental health issue. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says she shared her suicidal thoughts with her roommates.
That's when she says she got a notice from her landlord that doing so violated her lease because it caused undue stress and harm to her roommates. They'd been the ones who had told the landlord about what she said. The woman, who wishes to remain anonymous, is a little surprised about what happened, but says things like this make it harder for people with mental health issues to come forward.
BYU has clarified this is not one of their approved housing units. After the eviction notice went viral online, the Ventana Apartments has so far not returned our calls for comment. KSL News Time 6:31. Salt Lake County health officials say the spike in COVID cases is having an especially difficult impact on seniors. They say you should still visit your older relatives, but it's not safe to have family get-togethers. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
Health officials say it appears a lot of the viral spread is coming from smaller social gatherings, and that's where younger, asymptomatic people see their elderly loved ones. County Mayor Jenny Wilson says the virus is especially dangerous for people in their 80s.
18% of those who face COVID-19 are passing away. And that's not okay.
County Aging and Adult Services Director Paul Leggett says they have a new tablet lending program free for seniors. And people can use those devices for things like Skype calls or to participate in virtual senior center activity.
We already know this population is one that sometimes gets a little bit forgotten about in the best of times.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:32. College football's hopeful outlook down south is now looking pretty grim. Todd Fuchs now with the latest developments.
Jeff, just a few days ago, the University of Florida's coach asked for permission to fill their stadium with 100,000 people. Today, the Gators shut down their football program with more than 20 players tested positive. Florida Athletic Director Scott Strickland thinks the outbreak may have come from the team's trip to Texas A&M last weekend.
Really have no obvious answers about the origin of the spread, but there's suspicion that the trip this past weekend to College Station probably was at the root of it.
And just a couple hours ago, it broke that 68-year-old Alabama head coach Nick Saban tested positive, and their athletic director has it too. Second-ranked Alabama is supposed to play third-ranked Georgia on Saturday night. A Latter-day Saint leader told an international forum today that religion should not be labeled as a non-essential activity during the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Elder David A. Bednar said there must be respect, accommodation, and cooperation where government and secular officials can work with religious groups instead of shutting them down. He said billions of people view religion as fundamental to their very core, and getting cut off from that is detrimental. He spoke via video to the G20 Interfaith Forum.
Another church official, Sister Sharon Eubank, will speak Saturday to the forum about the work by Latter-day Saint charities in countries around the world. The last day of questioning has ended in Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearings. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the present Supreme Court nominee carefully answering today's barrage of questions and avoiding any stand on controversial issues. For example, she told Senator Cory Booker she would not take the bait and weigh in on the Trump administration's policy to separate children from their parents at the southern border.
I'm not expressing assent or dissent with the morality of that position. I just can't be drawn into a debate about the administration's immigration policy.
Right. While Democrats continue to pepper the nominee with questions, Republicans praise the judge.
But Amy Barrett, the best is yet to come. So, in another time, in another place, you'll get everybody's vote. It's not about you. It's about us. Somehow we have lost our way.
A vote is expected in the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow. Incorrect ballots were sent out to more than 28,000 voters in Pennsylvania. The problem was caught when voters called and complained. Elections manager David Voy blames the company hired to handle the ballots.
I apologize for it and commit to you that we will do everything in our power to ensure we are not plagued by any other issues.
Corrections are now underway. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. There are dueling presidential town halls tomorrow night, and one of the networks showing one is now facing blowback. Your Voice, Your Vote 2020, Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Angry tweets to boycott NBC flooded Twitter, the hashtag trending. It comes after the network announced they're airing a town hall with President Trump at the exact same time as Joe Biden's tomorrow night on ABC. The two men were supposed to debate tomorrow night. That was canceled after Mr. Trump refused to debate virtually. Biden's town hall was put on the books after that. The dueling town halls air tomorrow at 7 local time. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35.
You know, you can DVR one of them. Just saying. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
Well, we have a lane closure in Kearns, westbound 5400 South at 50th West. It's that right lane that's blocked to traffic. A new crash, and again, it's on I-215 South Belt. This time it's on the westbound side at about 20th East, but already out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ricky, we already established you're afraid of snakes.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Garden snakes, too?
No, not too bad. I used to have one as a pet when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I was a tomboy.
Did you name it?
No, it died. I didn't know how to take care of it properly.
Rest in peace. Sorry
exactly.
to hear it. Coming up. The most common phobia in the state of Utah. What is it? You'll find out next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.